This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Luka with two for the win. Tipped up and in. Will it count? LeBron James at the buzzer. He says rack it up.
So the good news is the Lakers are coming here off of a back-to-back. And by the way, speaking of that Bulls and Lakers game, we have a couple of programming notes for you because everything is different because we have multiple sports on because it's April. So number one, Bulls host the Lakers tonight at United Center. Coverage begins at 6:45 on News Radio WBBM, 780 AM. So the Bulls and Lakers on 780 WBBM. I will fill in for Alyssa Bergamini, Chuck Swirsky, and Bill Winnington, and the crew will be there. And then also tonight, the Cubs, as you know, resume their regular season tonight against the Diamondbacks. Pre-game coverage will begin at 8:35 p.m. First pitch at 9:10. So 8:35 for pregame. First pitch at 9:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. So the good news, Marshall, is that the Lakers are coming off of a back-to-back.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is LeBron James at the buzzer for the win.
I don't think that's bad news. It means LeBron's tired. They had to fully exert themselves to win that game against Indiana on the road. I think more good news is the Bulls didn't play last night, so they are the proverbial team lying in wait, playing a home game with a team coming off their road trip or on their road trip still. And now they have a chance to back up what they did over the weekend and beat the Lakers twice in the matter of three games.
But that's not even why we're talking about LeBron. It's not the fact that the Lakers are here. It's not the fact that the Bulls beat them over the weekend, scoring 146 points.
There's more?
But wait, there's more. So we knew when LeBron was on Pat McAfee for an hour that we were going to watch it, that we were going to pay attention, check it out, see what we could see. LeBron talked about his viral confrontation with Stephen A. Smith. He let it rip.
I didn't have that on my bingo card, by the way. I thought they would avoid that since he was on an ESPN property.
Yeah, where Stephen A. Smith basically owns the network now in some way, shape, or form. So let's hear what he said.
That feels like a moment that had been brewing for a long time.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're all seeing it.
Oh yeah,
we're all, you're seeing it as well.
It's no, this, no, he literally. It started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it, but since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, hey, went viral. You, what are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? If it's one person, that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it. It's your ass. Like, seriously, and like another, he completely like missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, mm-hmm. to criticize or to, you know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game. That's all part of the game. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players, you know. And I think a lot of the media, including him, and I know he's gonna be happy as hell. He's gonna be smiling from ear to ear when he hears me talking about him again. Oh my God, he's gonna get home and grab some ice cream out of the freezer and sit in his chair and his tidy whiteys on the couch.
I hope at some point you two do get a chance. Yeah, like, but you're
like,
right,
like, dude, like relax, bro. Like relax. Like seriously.
Okay, so this was in response to LeBron confronting Stephen A. at a game because Stephen A. had talked about how Bronny should be in the G League his rookie year.
Yes.
So that's how this started.
Which is correct. Bronny should be in the G League, and he has been in the G League. He just dropped 39 points the other day in the G League.
That he did. Mr. James, I'm sorry, but Bronny James should be in the G League. It makes sense.
The only thing that he was wrong about, LeBron, was the tidy whiteys part. Because Stephen A. responded in kind, not even on ES. I think he has responded on First Take since, but on his own show, the Stephen A. Smith Show. You might want to listen to what he has to say.
My issue is with LeBron James, and I just want to say for the record, LeBron James is full of it. And in this particular instance, as it pertains to his son, he is a liar. And he went on national television today and he lied again. You see, when he approached me while I was sitting courtside at that game against the New York Knicks, when he rolled up on me, I didn't know he was going to roll up on me. I had no idea. But when he said what he had to say, I was in no position to give any kind of retort without making a scene. It was during the third quarter. It was fresh out of a timeout. It was him walking to the basketball court. It was on national television. The cameras were rolling. And had I done something, what do y'all want me to do? You want me to act? You want this to be a reincarnation of Chris Rock and Will Smith? And let me state for the record that while we bring up that, let me assure you, it wouldn't have gone down like that. I would have gotten my ass kicked because had that man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately. That I'm not going to tolerate. But I knew he wasn't going to do something like that. There was no fear in my mind about it. It was shock because as I have repeatedly stated, I was not talking about his son. I was talking about him. And whether it's the video that you saw him a couple of days later after that incident when he was talking to Richard Jefferson, my colleague at ESPN, before an ABC game in Boston when it got blown out that night by the Celtics, or in the aftermath of it, including Pat McAfee's show, when he talked about me getting personal and taking it beyond basketball, I'm getting to a point where I'm getting very annoyed at people who cover the game of basketball, who cover professional sports, pundits out there, including him, his inner circle, his family members, and everybody else included. When are y'all going to ask him or hold him accountable for the truth? I have not been talking about Bronny James. I have not, as LeBron James accused me of doing to my face, been on his son. I clapped back at D. Wade and Melo, two brothers I love dearly, when they were talking about this, even though 99% of the stuff they said was right, it was not clapping back at his son. Your second round pick, 55th overall, there's been plenty of second round picks that have to work their way up through the ranks before getting to the pro level. Me pointing that out about his son and talking about how his son has been pushed to the forefront, thereby putting a line of fire for folks in the media to come at him is not denigrating his son. It's simply highlighting what we all knew, which is that he's not ready yet. But based on what we've seen from Bronny recently, there are indications that he will be. And as LeBron James pointed out on the Pat McAfee show today, it's probably sooner than later because his growth and his maturation from just a year ago has happened by leaps and bounds.
Is that it?
Man.
I didn't quite know because the Stephen A. dramatic pause leads you to want something else.
That's why he makes all the money he makes for his network is because he has you on the edge of your seat. What's he going to say now?
The Stephen A. dramatic pause.
Smith.
Okay.
So where do you stand on the beef? What side are you on the beef?
I was fortunate enough to pick it up at the end, and I saw the video of Stephen A. appearing to box in slow motion with a trainer.
Yeah, that was what I sent you on Instagram. Kev on stage, who's a hilarious comedian, he made a video and he said, "I would put hands on him. I would swing on him," and then he showed the Stephen A. Smith training, and it was not all that impressive.
Listen, everybody needs to move and work out, but I don't know that fight, if it goes down.
No, but he said LeBron will whoop his tail. That's what he said.
Yeah, but still.
But he is getting a lot of play out of this.
I don't even know that it would be even that ridiculous.
He is getting a lot of play out of this.
The fact that we never talk about stuff like this, because typically it's just your run-of-the-mill first take-ish thing, tells you to the level that this has gotten.
Well, LeBron is on national TV talking about it. That's the difference here is LeBron has responded and kept it alive. Because if LeBron doesn't say anything, no one's talking about it anymore. It's over and done with.
Right, because Stephen A. talking isn't novel. What's novel is LeBron addressing it.
Yes.
So one thing this tells me is this the best indicator that he might be retiring after this?
Why do you think that?
Because he's not afraid to say stuff anymore. He's not biting his tongue.
I think he's just been in the league enough, and he's a billionaire now, and he understands billionaires can get away with anything. He's looking around. He's checking the room temperature, if you will.
I'm okay with it if that's the case. In this instance, I'm okay with it. We have some we'll play more of what LeBron said because there are a couple of pieces of audio later in the show.
Not Stephen A. Smith related.